So, I'm doing a podcast tonight. I actually just dropped off a couple of friends of mine, and I took them out to dinner, and then we went to my house, and I got to show them all my toys and all the things that I like and so forth and so on, and it was just a really nice visit. It was such a nice visit that one of my friends and I, we started a discussion, and it was on the topic of my ex-husband when I was 18 years old. And she goes, "Oh wow," she goes, "I've never heard you talk about him." And I go, "Really?" And she's all, "Wow, real, I'm sorry. Well, I didn't mean to bring up anything that would make you feel bad." And she goes, "Why did you marry him?" And I said, "Because I was pregnant, you know." And she goes, "Oh, wow." She's all, "That is so honest." She's all, "I've never heard anyone say it like that." And I said, "Well, it's the truth." And so she was really super taken aback by that comment. And then I made another comment when we were getting ready to leave my house. She wanted to know why my marriage right now is in the state it's in, because it's not healthy. And I told her that's because I rushed my future, and I didn't want to wait for my future, and that blew her away. She's like, "Wow, I never heard or thought of it or heard anyone say it like that." And she's all, "Could you elaborate on that?" And then I told her, "Yeah, it means that either I gave control of my life to a person that I didn't love or like or respect, or they took control from me, and I let that control with a bad person, you know, live on." And so I said, "That's why I'm in this detriment of a marriage right now. That's why I'm, you know, kind of like unhappy, because even though he had threatened to kill himself if I wouldn't marry him, I still chose a lower being of a person in terms of levels, you know, in stature and morale. So if I did that, that means I did control the situation, but it was to punish myself or not deal with anything and get punished for it. You see what I'm saying?" So that blew her mind, because she said that she's never heard anybody say it like that either. And she said that was really honest. And I said, "You know what? I'm just saying these things to you and everyone I encounter because I know what kind of an individual I used to be. I know what kind of a jerk I used to be. And I know that I still can be the biggest jerk that I can be. You know, I try not to have too many of those episodes anymore about, you know, being an ass. Instead of saying I'm sorry all the time for being a jerk to everyone, I just treat people right the first time and the first way out, the first time I meet someone. No matter what kind of interaction it is, I'm going to make sure that I respect them so I don't got to go, you know, and try to save face. Like, hey, look, I'm sorry I was such a jerk to you or a bitch that day. It's just because I was having a really bad period. Or, oh, you know, my mom cussed me out or yelled at me. Or my mom doesn't cuss. But you know what I'm saying? I didn't have to go and retract. I don't like doing that. I don't like living like that anymore. And I figured out how I could not live like that. And that was to have respect and patience the first time I encounter people or situations. You know, in other words, they say a lot of people with high morals or morals are slow to anger and less quick to speak. And I always wanted to be that kind of person. I just found it so freaking handsome and beautiful and individualistic and genuine when people were completely slow to anger. I'm sorry, I'm driving home and doing a podcast and my windows are down in my Jeep. So like it's real. So you're like sitting here in my Jeep with me. And it's pretty cold. It's like 50 degrees right now. So anyways, I always wanted to be slow to anger and less to speak. And that's the type of person I wanted to mold myself into. And somebody that when I approach a thee, that you would know that you were going to get respected. Oh, another comment that my friend made when I was giving her a ride home tonight is she said that whenever I leave people's presence, that I always make the entire room of people feel good about themselves. And she said that that must be one of my goals in life or gifts that people don't have, because she said, who can leave a group of people feeling that good about themselves like the way you make everyone feel? And I said, really? I said, thank you. That is such a high honor and it's such a compliment to hear a human say that my presence is inviting, safe, warm, comfortable. I had a psychic wrote me an email last night and said that, Jennifer, the reason why people get you is because you're the real deal. You're the real talk. You are, per se, you know, what you see is what you get. And so I guess I'm starting to get recognized for that. And it's really nice, because I used to think that, well, what you see, and if you get it from me, then you're going to be lucky. That's how I used to think. I was really a conceited girl. You know, I just thought I was the thing, the hot shit. And so what if I was? I didn't have to act like that. So I never understood that saying, what you see is what you get, because I used to be so into myself and conceited and think, well, God, anyone would be, you know, totally vying to get me, someone like me, you know, because that's what you get. But I understand now, you know, when you see something and it intrigues you, and when you get that thing and it pleases you, do you see the difference in those two words? And they're in the same sentence. Intrigue started it off. And pleased ended, you know, your thoughts with a smile. So, I mean, the word intrigue, whoever thought that those intrigue and pleased could be, you know, formed as one to make an individual feel good about themselves. So, yeah, I told her that is my mission in life. My number one main goal and mission in life is to actually edify human beings and let them know how important they are. So she recognized me on that point tonight. And I want to say how utterly honored I am to be here on this planet right now. And I'm going to say sayonara, and I might make a couple more podcasts later on tonight. We're not sure. But I'm home now, and I need to focus on my surroundings. 10-4, over and out.